We have invited Pastor Cao to come among us and to pray.
Cao 在今年年初的时候有过一次讲道，就是我们知道那个老牧师啊。
Pastor Cao came to us in the beginning of the year. He's the senior pastor.
那他是一个信心很大的人。
He's a man of faith.
那呢，他和我们做了一个连接，我们常常都有来往。
So we have a connection by the grace of God, and we have a constantly communicated with each other.
那我们希望呢，怕他把这一份啊，他身上有的都能够传承下来，特别是他过去更深很多的经历，信心之路。
He has many encounters with the Lord and his walk of faith. We are hoping that he can impart his faith to us.
特别在这个经济上面，在这个金钱上面，他有很多的经历。
Especially in the area of personal finance.
在教会的经济上面，他曾经在非洲建立很多的教会。祷告的时候，就是凭着祷告，凭着这个信心。就是百万千万的钱就用进来，他就建立很多的教会。
He has also planted churches in Africa, and by his prayers and intercessions, millions and millions of dollars came through the church to build in Africa.
神也很奇妙地赐给他一些土地，他现在在那边种树，卖了以后呢，把钱都带到非洲去。那其实在今年就应该有另外一个教会会有奉献礼。
So God also gave him a piece of land. He's planting trees and making a profit, and the proceeds goes to a church in Africa. So by the end of the year, another church in Africa will be dedicated to the Lord.
所以我们今天呢，听他讲他过去信心里面很多的领受。
So we are going to invite him to share his journey with the Lord.
那我呢告诉他说他讲什么都行，因为他是一个属神的人，我们信任他。
I told him that he can share anything that he wants in his heart because he's God's. We are belong to God.
那以后我们还会请他来讲，继续的来讲，因为他有很多东西可以来传承。
And in the coming days, we're also gonna invite him later to talk as well because he has a lot of things to share with us.
所以我们今天等一会就请他来讲，讲到大概11:20-11:30的时候呢，我们大家还可以来分享，回应。
So we're gonna invite him to share until about 11:20. After that, we can share with each other in groups.
也可以来回应他的信息。
We can also respond to his message after that.
So, Pastor Cao, are you on the Zoom?
I am ready.
Oh, amazing. You have a group there. Group at least 5 or 6.
Group of us.
Hello, hello. Hello, Pastor Cao, Lila, and Kelly. Mary. Wow.
Thankful very much for Mary to be able to hook us up because I have no knowledge of this information.
Anna, 我来吗？
都可以。
我来翻译中文。好，我来翻译中文。就是 Pascal 简单就是谢谢 Mary 让他能够来用 Zoom. Yeah, Pascal, you continue. I translate.
Thank you. I would like to share today, especially from the scriptures, that this time in the Old Testament, from chapter 3 of Malachi, beginning at verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, the whole nation of you. Because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. I will let you translate that portion of scripture.
Well, 是马拉基书，马拉基书第三章，第三章从这个十节开始讲到，万军之耶和华说，你们要见当纳的侍奉之意。So Pastor Carl, it's from which verse?
From verse 8 through to verse 10.
Verse 8 to 10. 第八节到第十节。人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何处上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们同国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们竟要见当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，是我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至物处可容。万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容他毁坏你们的土草，你们天间的葡萄园在未熟之前也不掉果子。好 ,OK, yeah, I just finished.
When I graduated from the seminary, I said I will never preach about money.
在我神学院毕业的时候呢，我就说我永远也不讲钱的事情。
I grew up in a community where many of the people often said, all the church wants is money. And therefore I said, I will not preach about money, I will only preach about Jesus. And therefore then they will respond financially.
因为在我长大的一个环境里面呢，很多的教会里面都有一种说法，是这些教会都是要钱的。所以呢，我就决定，我说我就是不讲钱，我就是讲这个耶稣基督。的救恩，让人来这个回应耶稣基督的救恩。
But in my household, I never ever heard my father talk about that the church only wanted money. That was never ever said in my home.
当然，在我的家庭里面，我的父亲从来没有讲过教会，是要钱的这样一件事情。
And one day I was at a church convention.And I made that comment that I will never preach about money. And an older pastor overheard what I said. And he came to me and he said, don't you want your people to have a blessing? And don't you want a blessing also? And I said, yes, I do. Then he gave me this passage in Malachi.
有一次呢，在一个教会献礼的时候呢，我就讲到，我说我永远也不会讲金钱的事情。但是有一个老牧师，就讲到，他听见了就说呢，你要不要让你的会众受祝福呢？你要受祝福的话，你必须要讲钱。所以他就把这一段经文就指给我看。
And therefore we are finding where it was said that Malachi was telling the people of Israel,You are robbing me. And they say, how are you robbing me? And he said, you are not bringing the tithe into the storehouse of the Lord.
所以从这个经文里面呢，看到就是说，神说，以色列人啊，你在夺取我的供物，夺取我的供物。那他们就说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
In the Old Testament, you were required to give 10%.And you still had 90% left over.
在旧约里面呢，神要求人奉献十分之一，当然你还有90%呢是归你自己。
But in the New Testament, it doesn't require us what percentage we are to give.
当然在新约里面并没有直接讲。
I believe that we are able to give more than the 10%, because in the Old Testament they were promised a Savior who was to come. In the New Testament, we have.A Savior who has come, and we know what He offers us so much more than they could see in the Old Testament.
就是在这个旧约里面呢是十分之一，但是新约里面并没有规定是多少。但是呢，在新约里面呢，就是给的丰盛恩典就更多，因为旧约预言了新约有一位救主要来呢，他给我们的是极其的丰盛。
In the New Testament, we experience Jesus' great love for us.When he died on the cross, they did not experience that in the Old Testament.
因为在新约里面呢，我们经历到耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，为我们赎罪，这是在旧约里面的人所不能经历的。
And not only that, that he rose again on the third day and gives us And then after he rose, 10 days later, he sent us the Holy Spirit so that he gives us a power by which we can live today.
他不仅仅是被我们钉死在十字架上，而且能复活，从死里复活，而且后来把圣灵赐下来，把能力也赐给了我们。
And I think that he gives us so much more in the New Testament than he gave the people of the Old Testament. And that's why I say, I believe that we would be able to even give more than what they had been required in the Old Testament.
所以在新约里面呢，神给我们的远远超过给旧约里面人的。所以我也相信，在新约里面，我们能给神的要远远超过旧约里面。
And the Lord gives them an incredible promise in the 10th verse when he says,Test me. In other words, try me, the Lord says, and see if I won't open. In this translation, it says, the floodgates of heaven. In other translations, it says, the windows of heaven. And he opens them up and he will pour down so much blessing, more than you are able to receive.
Yeah, 第十节特别，这里是一个应许，讲到呢，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入府库呢，是我家有粮。他说：“以此来试试我，你可以来试验我，试验我呢，我要敞开天上的窗户，在另外一个翻译里面呢，说那个倾覆啊，就像洪水一样 ，floodgates of heaven， 就是天上的这个泉源都会打开，都要倾覆给你。
”And I know that this is so true. I experienced last year one time when I just had to tell the Lord, you are blessing me so much, you gotta hold off. I cannot handle it. It's that much. And that's the promise that he says, more than you can handle.
这种祝福呢，是这个神的话语的祝福是这样的真实。我自己经历很多，甚至去年我都做一个祷告说，神啊，你给我的太多了，你可能要减少一点，你要 hold 一下。
I am told that in the Bible, for someone who has studied all the verses, that the Lord speaks more about money than he does about salvation.
事实上有人我听到就是说神在这个圣经里面呢从头到尾讲这个钱呢要超过讲这个救恩。
And I believe the reason he speaks so little of salvation is because it's so simple. There's only one way to heaven.And that is only through Jesus Christ, through his death and through his resurrection. And when he promises in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have
eternal life. 为什么他将救恩降的那么少呢？是因为这个救恩的路非常简单，只有一条，就是耶稣基督为我们钉死十字架。就像约翰福音第三章十六节讲的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们一切相信的人不至灭亡，方得永生。所以是非常简单的一条道路。
But when he talks about money, he says, "The love of money is the root of all evil."
但是讲到钱的时候呢，他说这个贪财那是万恶之根。
It doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil.
他没有讲这个钱是万恶之根，他说爱钱的心那是万恶之根。
And it does not say that it is the root of some evil. It says it is the root of all evil. And we see a lot of evil in the world, therefore,That's a lot of evil that money can cause.
那这里也讲呢，就是说，他说这个金钱不是说是一些邪恶的根源，而是所有邪恶的根源。今天我们也看到世上有那么多的邪恶，其实都跟金钱有关系。
See, I believe that God will supply all our needs. That's His promise in the Scripture.
我相信神会。供给我们一切所需，就像他在圣经里面所应许的。
He didn't say he would supply all our wants. He would supply all our needs.
圣经里面并没有说他会供给我们所有所所要的这些东西，而是说所有需要的东西。
When I was a little boy, My mother always required us as children to eat everything on our plate.
在我小时候的时候，我的母亲呢，每次吃饭的时候，让我们把碟子里面所有的东西都吃干净。
We were not allowed to throw away any food.
我们不允许剩下扔掉任何的食物。
And sometimes when I had put too much on my plate, my mother would say to me, "Your eyes are bigger than your stomach."
那如果我的碟子里面剩下很多东西，妈妈就说你的眼睛比你的胃还大。
And I believe that is the same thing when it comes to money. Sometimes our wants are bigger than our pocketbook.
就是说回到金钱的时候，有时候也有类似的情况，就是我们想要的东西呢，远远超过我们所需要的东西。
And it is very easy today because we have credit cards to be able to spend much more than what we are able to pay for.
在今天的日子里面，我们很容易花钱，因为我们每人都有信用卡，我们可以不知不觉就会透支啊。
So our wants become so much more than what our needs are.
我们所想要的东西呢有很多，远远超过我们所需要的。
And we are finding that because of our credit card, we are paying 19% interest on that, and if we withdraw, we even pay in some cards up to 29%.
就是说当我们突然发现我们这个信用卡收的利息是 19%, 甚至在某些情况下到 20% 多。那问题就大了。
And、the problem always is that our wants are much more than what our needs. God promised our needs, not our wants.
那问题出在哪里呢？就是我们所想要的东西远远超过我们所需要的。那神应许呢，他会供给我们所需的，并不是说供给我们所一切想要的。
And then it is so easy to allow money to create evil in our lives.
而且我们很容易让金钱在我们的生命里面把一些邪恶的东西激发出来。
Because the love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible reminds us.
因为圣经提醒我们，爱钱乃是万恶之根。
I am told that from experience that money is the number one cause of divorce in North America.
事实上，我做了一些研究，就是说金钱呢是在北美离婚的导因里面最主要的一个原因。
Because when there is not enough money in the family, then the wife and the husband begin to fight with each other, and it immediately causes problem.
所以当家里面金钱出了问题的时候呢，丈夫和妻子就吵架，会打架，完了最后呢，立刻关系上就生出了问题。
Another time that money creates a great deal of problem in a family is often when someone dies in the family.
那另外呢，就是说金钱会导致家庭的问题，就是在一个人去世的时候。
Let me give you an example in the neighborhood in which I live. The father had passed away, and now the mother passed away.And the children were supposed to now divide what was left up among themselves.
那最近在我的邻里也有一个情况，就是说父亲死了，母亲后来也死了，现在呢他们需要来分财产，儿女们要分财产。
And there was a large piece of property, and one of the family members contested the will, did not want to go along with what the will had to say.
那其中一个家庭成员呢，看了遗嘱以后呢，他不同意，他不愿意按照这个方法去走。
And so they fight over the property for up to about 15 years.
那他们就为这块土地呢，父母留下的这个遗产呢，打官司，打了15年。
And they kept fighting over that in the end, None of the family members got anything. By the time they were finished with all the fighting, the lawyers, the payments to the lawyers took away all the value of the, this 30-acre property.
那事实上，当他们官司打到最后的时候呢，他们什么也没得到。那个律师的费用呢，就已经超过了这个三十英亩的土地的这个价值。
And all the family had left now was a great deal of anger between the brother and the sister and the brother and the brothers, and everybody was.Had the family totally torn apart now.
现在呢，这个家庭里面呢，留下的就是很多的仇恨，弟兄姐妹之间的仇恨，弟兄和弟兄之间的仇恨。完了以后呢，这个家庭真的四分五裂。
And because this family did not believe in Jesus, so that they could be able to turn things around with forgiveness, now that family is torn up, seems to be torn apart forever.
因为这个家庭并没有信耶稣，那事实上，如果信耶稣的话，他们可以来彼此的来宽恕他们，但是他们彼此不宽恕，所以呢，家庭四分五裂。
Certainly, be the root of a lot of evil.
所以大家可以看到，金钱、爱钱的行呢，就成了这个，这个邪恶的根源。
I would like to ask each of you if you could think.How long in British Columbia would it take to spend an inheritance?
大家可以想想，就是说我们这个 BC 的这样一个省份呢，我们多长的时间可以把我们曾经继承的东西会花费掉呢？
I asked a couple of ladies yesterday if they could give me an idea of what they would think an average inheritance would take to spend.One of them said 5 years, another one said 10 years. How long do you think it would take to spend an inheritance that you would receive?
就是你要想想，昨天我也问了一下，就是说这个女士，就是说如果你有一个一笔遗产的话，你要多长时间可以花完呢？有人说5年，有人说10年，那你觉着多长时间可以花完呢？
When I was asked that question,I did the same response as the two ladies, but it only takes 6 months to spend an inheritance.
那事实上我跟那两位女士讨论了一下，事实上要花掉这个遗产的话，其实6个月的时间就能花完。
And it doesn't matter how big that inheritance is, the bigger it is, the more they spend.
那不管那个遗产有多大，事实上遗产越大，他们花得越快。
But for the Christian always believes that everything belongs to God.
但是作为基督徒来讲呢，我们相信一切都属于神。
The prophet Haggai says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine." That's what God says.
所以在这个先知哈该的书上记载就说金是我的银是我的这都是神的。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10 it says, He who loves money never has enough.
在这个传道书第五章第十节也讲到爱钱的人呢永远都不会满足。
He who loves money,is never satisfied with how much he makes.
就是所有爱钱的人呢，他永远都不能因为他赚的钱来知足。
Therefore, we certainly can see that the love of money is the root of all evil.
所以我们从各个角度都能够看到，爱钱的心呢，真的就是所有邪恶的根源。
But I would like to remind ourselves again in that passage where God gives us such an incredible promise when he says that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour down more blessing than we can receive. Or as in this translation, it said, he opens the floodgates of heaven. Can you imagine God giving us such a blessing And that's his plan for us.
我要再次的提醒大家，在这个经文里面讲的就是神的应许，就是要来祝福大家。甚至这里讲的呢，就是把天上的窗户要打开，天上的泉源要打开，倾覆给大家。就是神要给人的呢是很多的。
That's not only his plan for us, it's his desire for us.
这不仅仅是他给我们的计划，而且是他给我们的心意，就是这样。
Many years ago, when I moved first to Abbotsford, an elderly couple said to me, "You can never outgive God."
我刚来到 Abbotsford 的时候呢，有一对老夫妇讲的，他说。你们永远给神的都不会超过他给你的。
I have used that statement hundreds of times in my ministry, and I tried it myself, and they are right. You can never outgive God. The more you give to him, the more he seems to bless you.
后来我在我的这个服侍的过程里面就试验这样一句话，就是说。我越给的时候呢，他就给的越多。我从来给的不会超过他所给我的。
However, we must always understand that we never give. The purpose of us giving is so that we get back. Our purpose for giving is always for the incredible love that God had for us when He sent His Son Jesus to die and rise for us.
我们就是说这个应许的目的不是要让我们好像变得很肥胖，而是说呢，要让我们要认识到神的爱，认识到基督的爱。有人呢问了一下我们的经文在哪里，在马拉基书第三章七到十节，马拉基书第三章七到十节，这是我们正在读的。
And when we give with that purpose, then God opens up the floodgates of heaven and pours down more blessing than we are able to receive.
但是所以当我们的心里面的目标清楚的时候，目的明确的时候呢，神就是要把这个天上的窗户打开来倾覆给我们。
I would also like to say something specifically to the fathers at this moment, maybe because I am one myself.
我先这时候特别要对在座的所有的父亲要讲一些话，因为我也是其中的一位。
Because my father played a very key role in my life when it came to giving to the Lord.
就是在给神这一方面呢，我的父亲在我的生命里面做了一个非常好的榜样。
As I was growing up, we were rather poor in our family, and yet my father gave so much to the Lord, and I asked him one day,Dad, why you give so much to the church? And I'll never forget his answer. He said, when I was a little boy, my grandfather, his father, died when my dad was only 4 years old. He said, we were so poor that my mother never even had a nickel to give to us children so that we could put it in the offering plate. And I said to God when I was small,If you give me money, I will give it back to you. And that's why he gave so much to the Lord and set such an incredible example for us as children. And that's why I want to say to you fathers today, you can set such an example for your children and for your family and for your neighborhood.
Pascal, yeah, let me translate. So this is long. It's
<Yes.
laughs> important. I won't miss. So, 在这个他的爸爸呢就做了一个很好的榜样，是因为他爸爸告诉他，在他爸爸小时候的时候呢，他的爷爷是非常的贫穷，也没钱来奉献，到最后死的时候呢，甚至连针线的钱都没有。他说我如此的贫穷，连针线也钱都没有。但是他的爸爸在四五岁的时候就做了一个决定，他说我以后要来要给神啊，要给神啊，不至于穷到给都给不了，所以他就是一直开始给，那这就是为孩儿女做了一个榜样。Yes.
When my father died, He left enough for my mother to be able to be taken care of in a home, but he wanted the rest of his money all to go into missions. So it would be carried on forever with people who know Jesus.
我的父亲在去世的时候呢，他把一部分给我的母亲，能够来养孩子养家，但是大部分的呢，他就送出去给这个给这个传福音的工作啊，给这个宣教的工作。
And so my brother and I were able to carry out my father's last wish. And what an example he set for me.
我和我的哥兄弟们呢，真的就愿意实现我父亲的心愿，就是其中我父亲做了一个榜样。
And so today I of course have seen, I live on 10 acres of nursery. And I was able to share with my children too now that when I am gone, I want this all to go to Africa for the sake of the kingdom to bring lost people to Jesus.
我今天呢也赏给我十个英亩的土地啊，十个英亩的，我在那边有一个有一个苗圃，我给我的孩子也讲，当我去世的时候，把这一切都奉献给非洲的宣教工作。
And so I want to remind you again of the promise that he gave us in Malachi. First of all, that you can never outgive God. And he promises that as we give, he will open the floodgates of heaven. And pour down more than we will be able to handle.
这里在马拉西书，你要抓住神的应许，你永远给的不会给神的，是永远是不可能超过神给你的。就是神要把你要试验他，他要把天上的窗户来打开，要倾覆给你。
I am experiencing and enjoying such blessing from the Lord.Since that pastor gave me this verse. And I pass that on to you that as you can give, God is going to pour down such a blessing to you that you will hardly be able to handle it.
所以我经历了这样的事情，特别那个牧师提醒我之后，我就这个经文之后，我就开始经历，我经历很多，我也愿你呢也要来这样来经历，经历到一个程度，就是真的无处可容。
Can you imagine living your life from this day on, until the Lord takes you home, that you will be receiving such blessing from Him, more than you are able to handle?
你想象一下，从今天开始到耶稣来之前，你要过这样一个丰裕的生活，这是你远超过你想象的一个丰裕的生活。
That is the message I want to leave with you today to know that the Lord will always take care of your needs much more than your wants.
那今天我要给你大家的信息就是说呢，神必然会来照顾你的生活，他要祝福你但他不是要给你所想要的，而是一定会给你所需要的。
And for those of you that feel a little difficult, unsettled because perhaps you are in great credit card debt, remember that we have a Savior who died for us, a Savior who will forgive us of our past, and we can ask Him to renew us and restore us and to be able to get our finances in order so that He will be blessed, and we will be blessed. And you can come from God to forgive you. You can strengthen you again.
今天可能有人呢，在这个欠这个信用卡的债，但是呢，要知道我们有一个救主，这个救主为我们舍命，为我们舍罪，他会来赦免我们一切的罪，他会让我们的生活有一个重新的开始，让我们的经济会重整。所以要来依靠他。
We are all sinners and we all are going to make mistakes, but we have a Savior who died and is so ready to forgive. and to forget so that we would be able to be renewed and restored again and again.
所以呢, 今天呢, 我们都是罪人, 我们也会犯错误, 但是我们有一位救主呢, 他永远都愿意来宽恕我们, 永远都愿意来帮助我们, 不断地让我们更新变化, 啊, 不断地来, 更新我们。
I would like to close with prayer. O gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you that you give us such a promise as you give us in Malachi. And Father, I just pray that you, where we have gone astray, that you come to us knowing that you have forgiven us. That's why you died. That's why you rise again. And that we can have a hope not only now, but we can have it for all eternity. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
谢谢你为我们的罪钉在十字架上，我们永恒里面，都有盼望。以耶稣的名， Amen, Amen. Thank you, Pastor Carl.
My pleasure to have been able to share with you today. God bless you all.
Yeah, yeah. You stay there. You can have a cup of water, but you might answer some questions. I'm really encouraged.
I thank you, Pastor Bing. I just really appreciate you, and
yeah.
I love you a lot in the Lord, and God bless you in your ministry.
我自己就是对他的 message 非常的 amen.
Me and personally, I appreciate Pastor Cal's message.
因为我自己也是这样经历,
because I have also experienced the same.
就是真的把神的呢给他，你给的呢永远超不过他给你的。
So just give whatever belongs to the Lord, and you can never outgift the Lord.
你给他一份，他就给你九份。
You give him a 10%, he will give you back the 90%.
就是所以就是你永远不会，
Yes, he does.
你给他的不会超过他给你的。
So you can never outguess what he gives you.
我们希望我们的弟兄姐妹都来经历这个神的话语的真实。
I'm hoping all our brothers and sisters can experience the truthfulness of God's promises.